White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. At last, after so many false starts, we were on our way to Muntoc. After all the confusion of packing and sorting our belongings, and being told to be ready in 2 hours, then sitting on our bundles and waiting until our nerves began to fray, we were packed into an open truck, and we started off in the half-dark. There was no room to sit down. We were standing. Some of us held upright only because there was no room to fall down.
Why is it that the Japs keep you waiting about for hours and then drive at this breakneck speed over these awful roads?
Don't ask me, Viv. This driver seems worse than any we've struck. Sorry, Io.
It's all right. He'll turn us over in a minute.
Oh, that's all we need.
How far is the wharf, I wonder?
Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. You all right? Some miles, I think, Iole.
I don't know if it's better to be driven like this in the dark when you can't see what's going on.
Daylight
when you can brace yourself for the corners.
It's not the corners so much as the potholes. They fairly shoot you into the midair. See what I mean?
The springs won't stand up to much more of this.
What springs, Jeff?
Oh, you've got something there, Viv. Oh, well, at least we're on our way.
Yes, but I'd rather feel a bit more sure that we'll get there in one piece.
Slow and solid, that's me.
Hang on!
Hey! Oh, can't be much further.
You've been saying that every 5 minutes for the last...
Hey!
What is it, Jeff?
We're slowing down.
Oh, I don't think so, are we? It's just wishful thinking, Jeff.
We are.
Oh, thank heaven. Hold on, we'll stop with the jerk in a minute.
Honestly.
Come on. Get back.
Here he is.
Holly.
Oh, what's he screaming about?
We have to get down and hurry.
Hurry? My legs feel too wobbly to stand, let alone hurry.
Get back.
He says the boat is waiting to go.
Oh, well, let it wait. It's not our fault we're late. We've been ready for hours.
Get back. Hurry.
We walked and stumbled down to the wharf, while the Jap guard kept screaming at us to hurry. It was all some of us could do to keep on our feet. However, the sight of our ship cheered us up. It was much better than we expected. It was a 3-decker riverboat, once used on the Penang-Malaya mainland trip by the British before the war. We were told to take the middle deck, and we clambered aboard by the wavery light of a few torches that the Japs shone about with careless disregard of where we walked.
Oh, what a relief to have some room to walk about.
Who wants to walk? I'm going to lie down.
Seems quite a clean floor to lie on, too.
Not a floor, Viv, a deck.
Well, whatever it's called, it's clean and quiet.
Everyone's too tired to make much noise. Oh, this is good.
It's so nice and still. I wonder how long we'll stay here. It'll be cooler when we move.
I don't want to move. I want to stay just where I am.
Jeff, we're moving,
huh?
What? We're moving.
Have we got to do anything about it, Iona?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Then go back to sleep.
I haven't been to sleep.
Oh.
Oh, what time is it?
About 8 o'clock.
Oh, is that all? I thought we'd been here hours and hours.
Ah, the sleeping beauty awakes.
Enjoy your nap, Jeff.
What there was of it, yes, Viv.
Where have you been, Viv? Wandering around, finding out where we're going.
And did you find out?
At the moment, we're moving across the river to a station called Kirpaputi.
How much?
Kirpaputi, I think, something like that.
Then what?
Well, we pick up 120 more internees who come from a place called Bencolan.
Where on earth's that?
On the other side of Sumatra somewhere.
Oh, look, if you two don't mind, I think I'll go back to sleep.
Here we are.
Gay looking little spot, isn't it? That crowd down there must be our passengers. They look like Indonesians.
There are some nuns, too.
Look, over there.
They're all dark-skinned people.
Oh, here they come on board.
Oh, well, I suppose we can settle down again.
You look at their luggage.
Mountains of it,
for goodness sake. We were only allowed to bring what we could carry. That's a bit unfair, don't you think?
Well, perhaps they won't be allowed to bring it onto the boat. Anyway, that's their worry.
Line up.
What's that?
One of the guards calling out we're to line up. Maybe we're going to have something to eat.
Holly, line up.
All right, old boy. Keep your shirt on. Come on. We better see what he wants.
This way, Australia. Over this way. Holly. Follow me.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Hey, we're going ashore. I hope to heaven we're not going to be just dumped here. And the other girl sent somewhere else. Oh, dear, I knew we shouldn't have been separated.
Don't start crossing bridges until we come to them, Iole.
Just look at that stack of luggage. Cabin trunks and crates and boxes big as houses.
No one seems to be worrying about it.
Hurry.
Oh, if you'd give us some light, we might be able to hurry.
Well, the wharf's quite well lit.
Over there. Line up. Over there.
Over there. Oh, we are coming. Oh, Tommy's rumbling.
You missed your vacation, dear.
You should have been a songwriter.
Silence!
I'd appreciate it.
A gathering of nip guards.
So, now you, Australia, and your English will load these bags onto boat.
We'll do what?
Silence, Australia. Get to work. Hurry.
But we can't handle that stuff, and why should
you
we?
You will do as you're told.
Why can't the natives who came with this stuff load it?
You are to load it.
Oh, there's no use arguing. Come on.
All the blasted cheek.
Step back. Hurry.
Done a day's work before we left the camp. Now to have to do coolie labor for this lot.
Well, we'd better start on the trunks. They're the nearest.
There's no hope of us lifting these.
Oh, of course there isn't. Viv, don't try. Some of us weigh over 7 stone, if that. These things are much heavier than we are.
Well, what do we do, Jeff?
Look out, Viv!
Hey! Get the lock, I say, Ben!
What happened?
That swine swung at your legs with his sword. If you hadn't jumped when I called out, you'd have lost a leg.
Oh, we'd have to be nippy on our feet if they keep that up. Well, any way to move this stuff is to drag it.
Right.
Now, if we tip it over on its edge and all... Pull! Right.
Hurry, Australia. Hurry. I can hardly move at all, let alone hurry. Oh, my back.
I'll have to rest a minute.
Oh, he nearly got me that time.
Hey. Iole, look over there. that a bunch of bananas hanging on the handlebars of that bicycle?
Yes, Jeff. Don't tell me you've got to load the bike, too.
No, no, it belongs to one of the Jap guards from this station.
So it does. There he is now. Look, keep moving, or he'll be over here cutting at our legs and arms.
Come on.
Hey, what did the time be, Ioli?
About 11, Jeff.
Oh, I'm so hungry.
Me too. I could eat a horse.
Those bananas are still on the bicycle.
Yeah, so's the Jap.
Let's get that box over near him next.
Oh, look, Jeff, you're not going to try and take them, are you?
Uh-huh, if I get the chance.
Come on.
Hey, what's Jeff up to, Riley?
She's trying to spike the bananas from that Jap's bike.
She's crazy. He can't possibly avoid seeing her. He's sitting on it.
Oh, she'll probably wait until he moves. No, she's not. Look at that.
What? I couldn't see.
She just took a couple from the bunch right under his nose. Here she comes now.
Oh, how's your nerve?
Have a banana.
At least a piece of a banana. I only got two.
And what was the matter with him? Why didn't he stop you?
I don't know. He saw me, but I think he was too staggered to stop me.
Oh, well, come on.
On with it.
Look out, dancing dervish.
Well, we're the dancing dervish when he flashes that sword around. Come on, Jeff, you'll have to save your bananas till afterwards.
You ready?
Right.
Uh-huh. Come on, I'll tip this one over.
Good.
This is the heaviest, Jeff. I think Ioli was right. This is full of rocks.
Hang on, my hands are slipping.
Jeff, what's the matter?
I've got to put it down quick. What is it, old thing?
I don't know. I just suddenly developed a shocking pain under my ribs. Oh, it's agony.
Well, that's the end of you carrying anything. Go on, back on board and lie down. We can manage. There's only a couple more left.
Hurry, Astari! Stop walking! Hurry!
With the Japs still screaming at us to hurry, we finished loading the baggage at about 2 a.m. and staggered onto our part of the deck and collapsed. We were worn out, hungry, most of us had diarrhea, and all of us were seething with rage at being made to do coolie labor. When all the luggage belonging to the Indonesians had been lugged on board by us, and Sister Katrina had missed the plank gangway and fallen into the river, we went back to our spot on board for a rest. The heavy lifting had nearly killed us, and it had been my Waterloo as a useful member of the community. I'd strained something under my ribs and was in a great deal of pain.
How does it feel, Jeff?
Oh, not so good.
At least you can just lie here and relax.
Get up. Get up.
No.
Get on, sit.
Relax, did I say?
What now?
Get up, crazy dogs. There is much to do. Hurry.
Look out with that sword, you blockhead.
You little spine, that hit me.
Get up. Follow me.
Stop hitting me. I can't follow you if you cut my
throat. Stop.
Look out.
Silence! Follow me!
We'll see you later, Jeff.
This one comes too.
She can't go anywhere. She's hurt herself.
She do what I say or I won't.
Ouch!
All right, Bonzo, I'll come. Just let me get up without knocking me down.
Come on.
Ooh, I hurt.
Let me give you a hand.
Get into line. Hurry! Honey, there is much work to do.
If there's more work to do, why can't some of the others do it?
Don't be silly, Viv. It's always the British that have to do the work. The others don't have to do a thing.
Where are we going this time?
I've no idea. Look, I'm so tired, I'm just staggering along until I'm told to stop.
He's heading towards that railway track.
Oh, don't tell me we have to carry that on board.
The others are there, milling about.
The others?
You don't mean...
I mean the other Australians, silly.
No.
And a few poor English.
No. You will unload sacks of rice from this train and put on board boat. Also, there are coffins to be unloaded and put on boat. You start work now.
It'll be a nice gruesome job at this hour of the morning, handing coffins.
Oh, as long as they're empty, they won't be as heavy as the thatch of rice.
Yes, sir, no.
Listen, Jeff, don't you try and lift this heavy stuff, or you might really do some serious damage to yourself.
I'll watch it.
Jeff! Viv! Here, quick!
What is it, Iole?
Come and see what I've found.
Where are you?
Just here. What is it? It's a bag of sugar.
What?
I think we could poke a hole in it. The bag looks pretty rotten.
Well, if you could, we could fill our pockets.
Here you are. You are prize. What are you doing? Get on with work.
Girl, here comes Pie Face. I've got a little hole through it. Next trip down, we can get some of the sugar. Tell any of the other girls.
Hurry, sir.
We'd better go move on.
We lugged and dragged sack after sack of rice onto the boat, while the rest of the passengers slept, or at least rested. I did what I could, but it wasn't much. Just enough to keep me from being cut about by the ever-flashing Japanese swords. We stopped work at about 3 a.m., and once more climbed to our place on the middle deck.
I don't care who comes and says we have to do any more work. I can't move another inch.
What about your side, Jeff?
Not even that can keep me from going to sleep.
Listen. Hey, there's someone sneaking around.
Now, what would you think they'd be after?
Who's that? What do you want?
Tina!
Who was it? Did you see Viv?
No, I didn't, but I think it's one of the crew.
Well, if that's the case, we'd better take it in turns to sleep. God knows we haven't much that anyone would want to steal. But we'd better set guard on the precious few belongings we have got.
Well, I'll go and warn the others.
So, for what was left of that night, we had to take turns in sleeping. In the meantime, back at our camp, Cooks had been working all night with the aid of the snake, the only time he's been helpful, cooking fried rice cakes, frying small pieces of pork, and making tea for us. This was brought to us next morning, and was to do us until we arrived at our destination.
I'm stiff.
Stiff, I feel as if every bone in my body's broken. Oh, is Jeff awake early?
I don't know.
Yes, Viv, I'm awake. It's awfully early.
How's your side? Feel any better?
Well, it's sort of merged into the rest of the eggs. I'll get by.
Where are prisoners? Where are Australian prisoners? Prisoner over here.
That's the snake calling out. When did he get here and what does he want?
They can bet your life it's something unpleasant.
Here is food for Australia and British. It will be your full ration until you reach new camp. Food for you until you reach new camp.
Food?
You will ration it out among yourselves.
Well,
I never. I take it all back. Something unpleasant indeed.
Look.
It's the best thing that's happened, except for my bananas, since we left yesterday.
Come on. Let's get it rationed
right.
Come over here, girls. We've got something to eat.
Really?
All right.
Come on.
We divided the food up and had quite a good breakfast, but we kept half of it to have later in the day. Except for two buckets of tea, there was no water at all on board, so we rationed the tea out very carefully. While we were having breakfast, the boat started off down that 60 sticky miles of river. We were relaxed all the morning until at about 2 o'clock the air stirred with a breath of fresh breeze.
Jeff, can you smell anything?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Hey, wait a bit.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I can.
Isn't it marvelous? Salt air.
Oh, we must be coming out of the river onto the Banker Strait.
If we keep on this course, we'll pass very close to the spot where we lost the Burner Brook.
What an age ago that seems. Well, I'll never forget you, Jeff, tossing rugs and things down onto a lifeboat and hitting poor Matron Drummond right on the head.
Well, my most vivid memory of Matron Drummond was when the first air raid warning went on the Viner Brook. Everyone made a bolt for the companionway, and a matron and I reached it at the same time. Of course, when I saw her stripes, I stood back to let her go through first. She said, "Oh, no, sister, after you." And I said, "No, no, matron, after you." And then she said, "Oh, but no, 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 sister, after you." And then the bombs started to fall.
Oh, what did you do then?
Both went through together.
Oh!
Matron Paskey was wonderful, the way she evacuated that ship. Oh. Wonder if we'll ever see her again.
I can't believe that we won't, Viv. I'm sure she must have got through somehow. Oh, isn't that breeze heaven? I'm just going to lie back here and gulp in great mouthfuls of it.
You know, I can taste salt.
Of course you can. We are on the briny.
Wish we were headed home instead of just a Muntock.
I wish we were strong enough to stage a mutiny and set course for dear old Australia. Mm-hmm. How I long to go home.
It was quite late in the afternoon that we anchored about a mile off Muntock Pier. We wondered why we hadn't gone right into the pier to tie up, but supposed it was something to do with the tide. We rode at anchor until it was quite dark, and then quite a strong wind blew up, making the sea rise until we bobbed about like a cork in a bottle. As soon as it was good and rough and very stormy, the Nips gave orders for us to transship.
All prisoners, we're embarked in small boats for the pier. Boats are waiting and must be got away quickly, so you make haste.
Why they had to wait until it was pitch dark, I can't imagine. Come on, girls. Gather up the bundles.
There is no time to worry about luggage. You must hurry and get into other boats.
Oh. Don't be ridiculous. We have to take our belongings with us.
You will do what you are told. Get moving.
Did he hurt you, Ioli?
Not much, Jeff. I'm nearly immune. Well, the others have started. We'd better catch up. Here, let me give you a hand.
Oh, thanks. Hey, where's Viv?
I'm here. There's only the 40 of us going to get into this other boat. None of the newcomers will risk it.
What are they going to do?
Well, they're going to stay on board till daylight, I suppose.
Well, thank heavens we won't be here to unload their belongings.
Well, I've gathered from odd scraps of conversation that luggage contained china, silver, books, chairs, rice, more rice and corn, heavy stone powders, and heaven knows what else.
Well, all I can say is I wish them joy getting it off.
Me too.
Gracious.
What is it, Ioli?
Look over the side. If that's the boat we have to transship to, I don't blame the others for not coming.
Where?
There, see, bouncing around like mad alongside us.
Oh,
you can just make it out in the torchlight.
Get in there. Hurry. Go down rudder.
Dear.
No, move.
Hurry, hurry.
No.
Get down there.
This is terrible.
Let go of rudder and jump.
Come, you Australia. Hoi, hoi.
The boys are really working themselves into a sweat, aren't they?
Brainless idiots. If they held their torches steady so people could see where they're going, they'd find everything would be much quicker.
Oh, what a ghastly-looking thing that boat is. It's a sort of black junk thing. It's something like a lifeboat, only much bigger.
Oh, dear, I wish we'd stopped bouncing around so much. Every time I stagger with the roll of the deck, I feel as if someone skewered me through the ribs.
Well, Jeff, never mind. It won't be long and we'll be on firm ground again, back to the Muntock Pier. I still can't believe we missed it that night on the raft.
Well, thank goodness this time we're at least approaching it in a proper sort of boat with someone else to row it. I hope.
You, Australia, get moving. No time to stand talking. Get down, rudder.
Step back.
All right.
As the boats pitched and tossed together in the wild black waters, we lurched toward the ladder that seemed to dangle into a black cavern. Ioli, Vivian, and I were the last to get into the small boat that was to take us to the pier. The small boat that very nearly killed us all.
listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Productions.